after I helped Destiny use the bathroom, we all buckled into Rose's car and drove out to the highway that meandered along Turnagain Arm. The view reminded me of where I'd grown up on Prince of Wales. I missed the ocean and the ebb and flow of the tides. For me, there was so much peace when I watched the sea. The serene view, the delicious snack, and the hum of the engine lulled me into a comforting trance, and my eyelids were falling. I opened them slowly and blinked, still wanting to watch the tide rush in.
"Looks like your little princess is fast asleep," Rose stated and turned the kids' songs down on the stereo.
I turned around. Destiny's head leaned against the car seat, and her arms clung to the brown teddy bear that Nanny had brought for her.
"This gives us some time to chat." Rose held the wheel with both hands.
"Oh," I wasn't sure how to respond.
"You've got a place to go to when you get to Soldotna. What's next for you, dear one?"
Her question hung in the air, and its impact coiled around me, then sprung up like a cobra in my face. I flinched and glanced at my watch.
"That'll be about it, I guess."
I pulled my necklace out and rubbed it, searching for a way to redirect the question.
"When we get there, I have a simple chart I'd like to give you. It lists basic needs, and you can check off the ones that pertain to you. I can help direct you to meet the ones you choose."
She slowed down as we rounded a corner. My chest tightened. "I'm fine."
"I'm not sure that you are. Emily, instead of speaking to you like a friend, I'm going to talk to you like you're my daughter. I'd tell her now, don't pretend with me."
To the right, a rest area came into view, and Rose changed lanes and pulled in. With the engine still running, she put the car in park.
"Well, I mean, we can figure it out."
I searched for a way out of the conversation.
"I'm sure I'll be busy getting Destiny to bed, and I want you to succeed. I don't want you to flounder. You've probably noticed that I have a handicap. That means I need to rely on people from time to time. And when you came to the shelter, you were in need. I believe you still are. I also know there's more, but I don't want to..."
It was my turn to interject and divert. "I need to use the bathroom." I pushed open the door and half-jogged to the outhouse. Locking the door, I twisted and leaned against the wooden barrier. I heaved in gulps of air and coughed at the egg-like stench of the small space. I shook my head and closed my eyes. "No, she will not sway me," I mumbled. Everything was broken. My marriage, my past, and now this. Rose would not keep any promise to me. No one ever did. I clenched my fists. I'd get back in the vehicle and deter any more offers of help. If I held her off long enough, maybe I could lose her in the large city of Soldotna once she dropped me off. Ignoring phone calls and other courteous gestures was a skill I'd honed. After I used the roadside outhouse, I steadily returned to the vehicle and gave Rose a nod.
"Thanks," I stated, and pressed my lips together with the knowledge I'd have exactly what I wanted at the end of the car ride, and it would be help enough.